But when Mark and I moved into our row home a number of years ago, it was not long before we noticed a strange noise that kept happening in our house. And it was like a scrabbling sound or like a scratching sound. And I have to tell you, I was quite alarmed by it. And Mark thought it might be squirrels. He, too, had grown up in a row home, and they had squirrels quite often in the attic, so much so that they set up traps for them. And so I thought, okay, all right, I'm not a huge fan of that, but I understand. And then, of course, I also worried that maybe it was rats, in fact, that were squirreling around in the walls of our home. And so, yes, I was a little creeped out by it. But you know, it didn't last all that long. It seemed like as it got colder, the noise went away. So maybe it was just a seasonal thing. It would only happen at certain times of year. So, okay. So it went away, and we did not hear it again throughout the whole winter until it got to be a little warmer as spring rolled into summer. And then I noticed the sound again. And it was only after several weeks that we realized it only started again when we turned the air conditioner on, that it was not squirrels or rats in our walls. No, it was the water flowing out of the air conditioner compressor. That was the only reason for it. Looking back on it, it seems ridiculous that I could have believed that it was squirrels wandering through our walls. But I didn't know any better. How do you know what is true? How do you know what is true versus just a perception that you have? Or how do you know what is true between what different people say is the truth? Especially these days. What is just repeated by enough people that it eventually it sounds like it must be true? We hear Jesus say again, as we do every year on this Sunday, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." So what is truth? I'm grateful to know that there are not squirrels or worse yet, rats in our walls. But I can't think that that is what Jesus was talking about. What is this truth that can free us when we feel so bound up these days? I want to be free. Free to hug, gather, sing, eat together. I want to be free from division and misinformation and racism, free from fear and worry. This moment in history in which we are currently all residing together, not just here in this neighborhood, not just in this city, not even just in this country, but around the whole world, feels so disorienting. It's hard to know up from down, truth from fiction. Don't you think we all look back at those religious leaders that were giving Jesus such a hard time? Don't you think we look at them and we wag our fingers at them? What a bunch of jerks, idiots, for challenging Jesus, the Savior of the world. How could they not see that Jesus was the true Savior, the one who was sent here to set us free? How dare they oppose the Savior of the world? How dare they try to trick the Son of God, as we heard they tried last week? And yet imagine for yourself how disorienting that must have been. Everything you've been taught seems to be turned upside down by this upstart, itinerant preacher. And now, though you've trained your whole life to keep God's laws and teach others to do the same, people are flocking not to you, but to this miracle worker. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Even if you have an open heart and mind, it's all so disorienting. It's hard to know what is right But so it has been throughout history. The Reformation moved the church toward a greater understanding of the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ, something we reasonably celebrate every Reformation Sunday as we have done for over 500 years. But it was incredibly disorienting at the time. It was disruptive, as many people lost their lives in wars between various princes and factions. Good people, both Protestant and Catholic, were put to death for heresy. What was true was not so clear to many living through it, tossed about in the storm that was the Reformation. During the Civil Rights Movement, the now celebrated Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was not so popular. Anger was boiling up, both at the change that he was inviting and also at how slow that change was. There are people both straining against it and people bubbling over trying to push it forward. And he was saying revolutionary things that were alarming to many who were quite fine with the status quo. The truth of what he was fighting for alongside so many others was not so clear to everyone at the time, though it seems so obvious now. And so reformations continue to happen around the world, and they're disorienting, even terrifying. And yet, there is truth revealed through them. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So what then is the truth? Well, the truth is that which sets us free. Jesus, the great liberator, frees us from the weight of sin that we might freely love one another. Jesus, the great liberator, shows us the overwhelming truth of God's enduring love for us. I don't know that it's acceptable to get through a Reformation Sunday sermon without quoting Luther. So here's my Luther quote for you. There is no wisdom save in truth. Truth is everlasting. But our ideas about truth are changeable. Only a little of the first fruits of wisdom, only a few fragments of the boundless heights and breadths and depths of truth have I been able to gather. That is the great reformer who wrote volumes upon volumes and yet claims that he only knew a small part of the truth that is yet being revealed. Echoing St. Paul's words, we see through a mirror dimly, then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these, is love. Echoing even farther back to God speaking through the prophet Jeremiah and then speaking again through Jason this morning. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No matter how frustrated we get by the contradictory small t truths raging around us, God's truth will win out. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. All those small t truths can be judged by how they intersect with the good news of Jesus Christ, who sets us free from sin, oppression, and fear. who sets us free to love God and love our neighbors as ourselves. Judge whether a small t truth aligns with God's freeing truth by this. Is this bit of information inviting you to grow in your love for your neighbor? Or is it turning you away from the love, justice, and grace that Jesus embodied? For if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. May you know that freedom, even in these trying days, and may others know that freedom through your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.